Good morning and welcome to High Velocity Bread. Let's jump right into it. Today's verse is Psalms 98:4. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for the beautiful morning that we got today, despite the weather outside, wherever, whatever it may be like where you are. Rain or shine, we are grateful for the breath that we have and the opportunity to seize another day with you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. So good morning. I am very excited because it is church day. Always enjoy Wednesdays, have an opportunity to recharge and refuel through worship in the Word and serve in the music worship ministry at the church. And that's why I felt that that verse was so poignant today, because I take great joy and I have anticipation and excitement for the opportunity to do that. And the lesson today that I want to impart not only on myself but on you is to first find joy and praise the Lord despite the circumstances. I know it's easier said than done. When you're figuratively or literally punched in your mouth, it's hard to say hallelujah. But we've got to. We have to continue to praise and continue to find joy even in the difficult moments. And then it becomes easier and easier. And if you're having a great day, if you're having a good day, if you make it a great day, then you can find unending joy. You can find enthusiastic joy. And I encourage you to plug into your local church in some way, in some capacity, whether it's in leading worship, whether it's in leading event planning, whether it's in leading a Sunday school class. Each of us has a tool or a talent that we can use and be used by the Lord to better our communities, to better our churches, to better ourselves, to better the kingdom. So I encourage you to heed the advice of David in the psalmist here, to shout to joy for the Lord. And I like to do this. I did it a couple of episodes ago, but let's look at that same verse in the Message version. Psalms 98:4, shout your praises to God, everybody. Let loose and sing, strike up the band, round up an orchestra to play for God, add on 100 voice choir, feature trumpets and big trombones, fill the air with praises to God King. Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause, with everything living on earth joining in. Let ocean breakers call out encore, and mountains harmonize the finale, a tribute to God when He comes. When He comes to set the earth right, He'll straighten out the whole world. He'll put the world right and everyone in it. So if you're blessed enough to have the opportunity and you have chosen to engage in a local church, I hope that you think about those things as you're in your service this evening, and keep that in mind. We can celebrate the way that the angels do right here on earth by raising our voices and blowing instruments and playing pianos, and in whichever way that you worship and you want to express your joy and your praise and your gratitude to the Lord. It touches the heart of God and it touches our heart, and it helps us to be more joyful throughout the rest of the day. It helps to bring peace that passes understanding in those difficult moments. So takeaway today is find joy, find a time today to shout to the Lord, whether it's in your private quiet time, in the car, in the drive. I encourage you to just shout a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a great day, and thank you for joining me.